Voting is another civic right that some felons would like to see restored to them sooner. Currently, many do not have their right to vote restored until they complete their probation and parole, often many years after they are released from prison. Currently, 13 states allow all ex-offenders to vote as soon as they are released. Anchorage Democrat Senator Betty Davis has introduced legislation to restore their right to vote, serve on a jury, and run for office as soon as they are released. Davis hopes that if SB 7 passes, those affected would feel more connected to their community.
Maybe we won't have those people thinking that, well, I don't count because I'm a criminal and I shouldn't have the right to vote. I would hope that they would not feel that way about it and be proud of the fact that they would be able to come to the polls and vote if they wanted to.
This is the third time Davis has brought up the bill. In the past, it hasn't made it out of the Senate State Affairs Committee. Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Geisel serves on the committee. She spoke in opposition to the bill at the last hearing on it.
Some of these crimes, while we hope they won't be repeated after release, we know there's a high recidivism rate. The misuse of controlled substances is one of those, sexual abuse, pornography, these all have high recidivism rates. And so to simply say that, well, they're out on probation, let's restore their right to vote, I would have concern about that.
The bill is up for debate again in the Senate's State Affairs Committee on Tuesday.